Now, news headlines with Molly on the Big Party Show.
Good news for concert lovers. The free concert at Memorial Park is back on. Just weeks after it was announced that they would not be holding it due to the fact that, you know, they wanted to use those funds for flood relief. Now comes word that a private donor stepped up. The show will go on and it will actually be they're partnering with the Nebraska Farm Bureau to raise money for flood relief efforts.
Yeah, when I saw the press conference with the mayor and she announced the ban, the first thing that popped in my head was, I wonder if that investor was like, can I have my money back?
Ooh. Well, isn't she the producer, like in the past? She's been named as the producer. It's like, this is a Gene Stothard joint. Like, she's produced some of the, I think that's why she does the deal.
Okay.
Like, in theory, since it's put on by the city of Omaha.
But she knows what she's doing.
I don't know if she's actually producing
this is the first time that the city has let it. This is weird. It says that this is the first time the city will be the lead in organizing it. It's usually like the bank puts it on. The city of Omaha celebrates America concert. That's what it's been renamed, but that's the first time since it started in like 1987.
So little Steven from Bruce Springsteen and the E Street Band, Steven Van Zandt, will be performing. I just know him as the dude from The Sopranos.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. With the really sweet wig. Really good stuff. At least 704 cases of measles have been reported in the United States. CDC says that figure breaks a 25-year record for the highly contagious disease. Measles was considered to be eliminated in the U.S. back in 2000. A third of the current cases involve children under the age of 5. The CDC says that more than 500 of those affected were not vaccinated. They're calling on people to, check their immunization records, make sure that they've got the proper boosters. And
now, Molly, you have kids and they're in school. Do you have any parents or any of these conversations about not vaccinating kids for measles?
Have you ever met
any parents? I mean, is it talked about, like...
Yes.
Are there arguments?
I have friends. Yeah. I mean, it's a pretty polarizing conversation. I do have friends that have not vaccinated their children.
Okay.
But the school that the kids go to, it's a Catholic school. They require vaccinations. They're like, you have to have your vaccination records.
Okay. So how do they, these are just friends then?
I'm saying friends, like I have friends outside of the school. So it's never been anything that I've really talked about on the playground on account of the fact that we're all in the same, like, yeah, we've all done it. But I do have friends from other aspects of my life that haven't.
Now, do you bring your kids around them?
Yeah. I mean, there was one time, the only time it came up in the last, since I've had kids, was at one point, the one that didn't vaccinate her children had just recently taken her kids to a chicken pox party. And she's like, oh, I can't bring the kids to whatever because of the, and we're like, well, yeah, because there's going to be an infant. Our friend had just had a baby and it was like a baby viewing. Like it was like one of those sip and sees.
Ooh,
and it's like, yes, please do not.
Viewing. What the heck is a baby viewing?
I just can't get enough of those on a weekend.
A sip and see.
Will you pencil me in a couple of sip and sees? Around 10 a.m. on a Sunday.
Oh, I love hosting Sip and Sees. Oh. They're like the best thing ever.
Right. I don't even know what the hell it is, but it
babies
sounds awful.
Babies and booze? Oh, jeez. There's nothing better.
Hey, lady, you guys can never give dudes crap.
You are a woman, my friend. I was born in the right body. I would be a miserable. If I was a lovely lady and had to go to Sip and Sees.
They're so fun. Oh my God, you go, I mean, somebody has a baby, usually, you know, then like one of the friends, like I hosted one for my friend after I did her baby shower. And I was like, well, I'll host your sip and see too, because I love babies.
Sip and see.
Sip and see. If you love chocolate, good news. Scientists in Italy say that the delicious sweet treat is actually good for your brain.
Chocolate is?
I should be like Mensa level if this is actually true. They found that eating chocolate regularly can improve attention, processing speed, working memory, and verbal fluency.
Oh, well, look at that.
Yeah, you have to eat chocolate over a period of time. Okay. Yeah, the cocoa with those flavanols.
I don't know.
That's the compound that's in dark chocolate. You know how people always talk about the dark chocolates, the stuff. So it's not just any chocolate, but people who consume dark chocolate on a regular basis, they said that over the course of like months, it built up. They found the chocolate helped stave off a decline in memory. So something to think about.
Have you ever seen that romantic movie, Chocolat, with Johnny Depp?
Oui, oui.
I'm sure Molly's seen it.
Oh, yeah.
It's back before Johnny Depp was crazy, but it was kind of a cute little date movie.
Is it really?
But when you watch it, you got to kind of have chocolate nearby because it's a 2000 movie called Chocolate, and it's a romantic movie, but it's also the love affair of chocolate. It's an aphrodisiac.
Chocolate.
At least it's how it was spun in that movie.
All right.
It's, you know, leads to love making, eating chocolate and making love.
Is that what you do, Molly? Eat chocolate while making love?
Just all day, every day, when I'm not hosting Sip and Seas. Chocolate-covered strawberries, though, that is like...
Is that your thing?
Oh, my God. Those are so delicious.
I mean, right next to the bed, exactly. Mowing down.
Next to the bed, just sitting here chomping on it at work. What?
Yeah.
Living the luxe life. So Amazon Alexa is soon going to be able to speak Spanish in the U.S.
I thought it already did.
I guess only in other Spanish language countries.
Okay.
A new voice model out this week will let developers build apps or skills for Spanish speakers. Full Spanish language support is planned for later this year, but Spanish will be available on Echo devices as well as like third-party home speakers. I guess this is a new thing. I didn't realize that Amazon was not bilingual.
Yeah, I thought you could get your Echo to speak in any kind of language because it's just talk to text.
I think you can ask it questions, like translate this, but I think you have to, I think when you engage it, it's Alexa, hey, how do you translate blah, blah, blah into whatever?
Okay.
And I think this would be, you'd be able to actually speak Spanish to Alexa.
My Alexa thinks I'm lazy. I don't even pay attention to it anymore. It just sits there and stares at me.
How lazy do you have to be how lazy do you have to be to not engage with a stationary object that just gives you
it
things?
It just collects dust after a while unless you really use it. This past weekend, Jeff and I were at a friend's house, and he was playing Alexa, and it was awesome because he goes, Alexa, pause, because we're trying to get the fight on. And I was like, I have one of those too. Why don't I ever use it? I'm so stupid about it, but I don't know. It's just a thing, I guess.
Well, you need to make it more than just a thing. It also plays a radio station. Alexa, play Channel 94.1.
There you go.
Russia's allegedly training beluga whales to serve as spies as part of its military operations.
People have seen this footage. Now the footage has gone viral everywhere. And you really do see a beluga whale, which is like those cute white whales.
Yep.
And it is wearing a harness. It looks like it's got a backpack on.
And he's so friendly.
And it swims up to these Norwegian whalers, like all friendly, like, hi. And kind of looking at him like, take this off of me.
Oh,
and
so
they took the harness off, and it has an address from St. Petersburg, Russia. So people are saying, why is a whale wearing a harness from Russia? Was something strapped to it?
I heard like a camera cut possibly and stuff
or
a weapon. Like that. Yeah, I guess. Well, Could be. It'd be awful.
So it's interesting like that they're now wondering, is this something that, you know, that they're training animals, that they've done this before, and it's quite clear that the whale is searching out a boat, but they're like, what are they searching out? What kind of boats? Is it just a fluke that it was a fishing vessel? Are they looking for other stuff?
He swam up, they pet it and fed it.
Yeah.
I mean, it was like, it was in captivity. It was weird and adorable.
I know, it's beluga whales. They're so stinking cute.
We did it too, though. We actually had a program called the United States Navy Marine Mammal Program.
All right.
Where we were training
dolphins.
Bottlenose dolphins and California sea lions to perform tasks such as ship and harbor protection, mine detection, and clearance. So these were kind of like worst case scenario, I think World War II level, where you could train a dolphin to go find mines in a bay.
Okay.
I think Navy SEALs used to train with them.
Yeah.
So I'm just saying, there is a history that governments have tried to train these very smart animals because they're almost like homing pigeons. You can get them to go someplace. But I think those beluga whales are just so neat because they're white.
Yeah.
And he looks so cute. He's coming up to the boat like, hi, what did they do to me? Why am I wearing a vest?
Stay away from me. I'm going to get you.
I'm going to blow up. There's a bomb in me.
I know.
There's a bomb in me. Help.
What's he saying? He's so cute.
Instantly thought child book. When I saw him. Like a child book. Like the beluga whale with the harness.
Oh, like a character.
Yeah, like a character.
Hey, kids, gather around. It's time for that bedtime story about the spy whale.
Yeah. Billy.
Why not?
Billy Beluga.
Yeah.
In his mystery vest.
I'm a spy. Run. There's a bomb in me.
I'm training you to think I'm cute, but really, I'm the enemy.
Those are just the coolest whales in the world.
I know.
Yeah, they're really neat.
You're listening to The Big Party Show on Omaha's number one hit music station.
Channel 94.1. You're listening to The Big Party Morning Show on Channel 94.1.
All right, 741. Your high is going to be 54 degrees. It's about 48 degrees right now. It's chilly. And then tomorrow we got 60. The only difference between the two is outside the temperature. We got rain and possibly thunderstorms on and off throughout the day into the overnight. So tomorrow's just cloudy. All right, celebrity news, Molly. What's up?
It would appear that Charlize Theron is having a hard time finding a date. She says that she has put parenting ahead of her dating life. She's a single mom of two. She's got a 7-year-old son and a 3-year-old daughter. And she was doing an interview where she said, raising two small kids and your life just becomes very all-consuming.
I bet.
I think it's hard for her to meet a mate, though, because she is a, like, she's a goddess.
Yeah. Yes.
I mean, it would be like Wonder Woman saying, it's hard Worman. To meet a guy. Wonder Woman.
Wonder Woman.
Wonder Woman would have trouble meeting.
Yes.
It's because Steve, who was the guy from the movie? Steve?
It's just that guy's, I mean, when there's a woman on that level, it's really hard to walk up and just be like, hey, casual conversation, whatever, to get to a date land. I wonder if she does Tinder and stuff like that. Probably matchmakers. I don't know.
Why? I mean, you think she wants to just meet a regular dude on Tinder who's going to head explodes?
When she shows up,
is going to be like, why are you using Charlize Theron's picture for your profile?
Yeah.
And she's like, well, I am Charlize Theron.
Sure you are. Okay. Yeah. And I'm the guy that you saw in that picture. Yeah, I was in high school.
I listened to the interview. She's so cool. Yeah. I was understanding the intimidation that probably a lot of guys get. She's dirty. She's funny. She's whip smart. You know, she's not only an actress, she produces. She'll probably be a director soon.
Yeah. So she's having a hard time in the dating world.
Full package, yeah. So she was talking about how she has a nanny, but that's it. She's like, I don't have a lot of staff, you know, helping me out. She goes, I wanted to be a mom, so I'm enjoying it.
They're talking about doing a sequel to Atomic Blonde, which all three of us all love.
Please.
If people haven't seen it, you got to go rent Atomic Blonde. It was so cool.
I've seen it 90 times.
I think she was a producer on it, and she said that whole movie came from like two pages of a graphic novel, like a 2-page graphic novel.
Oh, wow.
Somebody wrote on a piece of paper like 80s spy, and that they spun that into a movie.
That movie's fantastic.
But the soundtrack was good, so anyway.
Yeah.
Well, if you saw Taylor Swift's video, and you, for me, which is probably the case on account of the fact that Vivo is claiming to have had 65 million views of her new single video in just 24 hours, you may see Taylor meeting the new love of her life. She adopted the kitty that she is playing with in the video.
Benjamin Button is his name.
He's so
Benjamin
cute.
Benjamin Button. Aww.
I wondered that when they handed her the kitty, she was like, ah! Like she was all excited. And I wondered if this was her rolling out, you know.
You guys have something in common. That must feel pretty good.
The whole cat thing.
You guys are both crazy cat ladies. So, all right. Benjamin Button.
Very adorable. It looks like he's Siamese, but I'm not exactly 100% sure because she's got some really distinctive kitties.
Check out my cat. He's Siamese.
Siamese cats are so cool. They're also very strange. Like, their meow is so weird. Like, it sounds like a baby crying.
No, that's strange. They have conversation.
Like this is getting pretty cattish.
Well, meow. You're welcome. Adele was spotted kissing a man in New York who did not appear to be her partner that she's separated from. I mean, to be fair, she and her soon-to-be ex, Simon, made the announcement that they were, you know, splitting. But then she was spotting kissing some mystery man. He looked a lot like her ex.
Well, that's what I thought was funny. The headline says, spotted kissing a dude who looks like her ex. I'm like, you sure it's not her ex?
Right. But I guess she had, Page Six is saying that Adele recently had a night out at a gay bar in New York with Jennifer Lawrence as her secret divorce party. So, I mean, I don't think she was kissing her ex. She just went out for a night on the town with her famous friends to have like a, girl, you're free now.
When is she going to make some more music? Like this, like this. Maybe this breakup will make her so sad she'll write another hello.
Yeah, because this was
because from you know
breakup.
What we're going to need it for? For the 2020 election to get us through Thanksgiving.
Thank you.
Adele got us through the last election.
Oh, I forgot about that.
So how soon is too soon when it comes to stuff like that? I guess it's all up to you.
You, the fans. It's in our hands. I wish we'd all have fresh Adele music. Billy Idol and Bryan Adams are co-headlining a tour this summer. Not all the dates have been announced yet, so who knows? We might get a little pit stop here. Right now, they just have it. It's along the Eastern Corridor.
Have they ever toured together, Billy Idol, and like in the 80s and Bryan Adams? Bryan Adams is a really nice guy.
Yeah, yeah. I don't think they've ever, I don't know if they've ever toured together. I'd love to see Billy Idol, though.
I know. Does he still rock it? Like he looks?
Like he's a guy that can't get fat. So, Molly, you just watched the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. They brought that up, a couple of artists, about how one of the keys to being a successful rock and roll star is you can't get fat.
Oh, really? No.
And you got to keep your hair.
Yep.
And so Def Leppard got into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, and one of the dudes in their band still doesn't wear a shirt.
Whoa.
So all the guys are there in like ties and stuff, and the one guitarist, all he wore was a vest.
I love it.
And they
sure
must be 70.
Yeah, well.
And the guy's still kind of cut for 70.
Okay.
Like it was a weird dad bod. It was kind of like, dude, put your shirt on.
He's like, why? Because my body's better at 70 than yours has ever been in your entire young life.
Totally accurate. Totally accurate, Molly. I'm just saying, it was like a nice event. Like, people got ties and stuff on.
That's rock star right there.
But they said, SOS situation. Shirt off situation.
You got to keep your hair, and you got to try not to get fat. And that's clearly Billy Idol. Billy Idol was shredded. I mean, I think he was trying to be Iggy Pop.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what those guys do.
I mean, I'm sure it's a pretty good cardio workout running around on stage. And then they probably don't eat. You know, they just drink and smoke cigarettes.
Yeah. Well, and I was also noticing, having watched that Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, some of those guys were just like skinny, nebbishy guys that then got into music. Like they were music fans, and then they just translated that look into being more hip. But like they're still those skinny guys that never got picked for sports teams. You know, like some of them are just like really just skinny.
You're saying that's like the motivation of how they got into a band. Kind of like the Queen movie.
Yes.
And what did Freddie Mercury say they all had in common? They were all kind of the picked over. Like somebody didn't pick you, and that's what they had in common. The
ones that are
the
left.
Misfits.
Yeah. The leftovers.
The Big Party Show.
Omaha's number one hit music station. Channel 94.1.
Hey. Yeah, my name's Mac.
Hey, Matt.
I just wanted to put my input on the whole parent thing.
Okay.
You know, a different perspective of it. I'm 21. I haven't lived with my parents since I was 18. Mm-hmm. They didn't necessarily kick me out, but I moved out on my own, and, you know, it really taught me a lot. You know, not unlike most of my generation. And I just turned 21. I just bought my own house and everything.
Wow.
And
That makes me jealous.
You're responsible.
Congratulations. That's
just
huge.
Checking all these things off.
Yeah, no, but, you know, they pushed me to move out. You know, I mean, it wasn't really, you know, cutting me off and kicking me out or anything like that. But just the fact that the rest of my generation, you know, most of them can't really say that.
Yeah, I think it's different.
I wouldn't blame your generation, by the way. When we always dump on millennials or whoever younger people are, you know who's to blame for this? Their parents.
Hello.
And there's nothing, and it's a lot of it is fear of failure. Parents are afraid of kicking their kids out because they're afraid they're going to fail. Failure is good. It's really the only way you learn anything.
That is it.
Is trying it and failing it. No one knocks things out of the park the first try.
No, you got to struggle. I think struggle makes a person appreciate, like, you learn from your mistakes. It's so cute to watch, like, my daughter's in first grade, and one of the things that they learn about, like, mistakes are good because mistakes mean that you tried something, and even though it didn't work out, now you know, and you can move forward, and now you know what to
Absolutely.
Do.
Exactly.
And I'm glad they're telling them that. Like, I'm like, good that it's not like, no, get it
and
right.
And you need to keep doing that until they're 40. Like, parents are supposed to put a series of obstacles in front of you, like the track meet where you're jumping over the hurdles.
Yeah.
It should be hurdle, hurdle. Keep putting a hurdle in front of them.
Yeah. Then you'll grow from it. It's like your first kiss. Remember how awkward that was and weird?
What was his name?
Gary. Oh,
stop it. Stop hey, blaming man. Gary for everything.
Thanks for calling, buddy. Take care. All right. See you later. Anyway, is Gary.
Gary was your obstacle.
Yeah.
But you eventually learned to climb over Gary.
All over.
Like on top of Gary.
Like a jungle gym. Like a bowl of worms. All right. It's getting weird. All right. Celebrities.
It did get
What's
weird.
That? What's going on?
Taylor Swift has her new single, Me, and of course, the video goes along with it. It's been viewed millions upon millions. As a matter of fact, 65 million views in 24 hours on Vevo. So people may have seen the moment where Taylor Swift is handed a kitten from Panic at the Disco's Brendan Urie. Well, apparently that kitten was just like, you know, a kitten for hire for the shoot. And she turns to the person and says, is this kitten available? She goes, he is. And next thing you know, bam.
Lucky cat.
Taylor Swift has, I know, talk about hitting absolute pay dirt. Good yeah. job, kitty. So now there's a cute video where it's behind the scenes and it's the whole story of her adopting the new little guy named Benjamin Button.
Benjamin Button. So here's Taylor, I think, introducing the cat.
Dad, you gotta hold this kitten.
Need to remove this.
Yeah. My gosh, I'm obsessed with this animal. I just gotta get on the phone.
His eyes are so pretty.
I've never had a cat love people this much.
I just have audio. I don't have the video. That's her introducing the kitten to her dad. I've never seen her dad before.
I know, that was interesting. Like, you had that moment because she first shows her. I watched the video, and of course, her mom's there. We always know about Mrs. Swift being all and everything. Yeah. But yeah, the dad was there for the shoot, too. And it's really, I mean, you can tell that she is just smitten with this kitten. And he is, I mean, it is like designer cat central. Like, you're like, casting, we need the most perfect, adorable kitten. And then they got this guy, and she's like, I need to have him.
Is it bad that I almost wish that the cat belonged to someone else and Taylor Swift couldn't have it? Because I kind of want people to say no to her sometimes.
I think
no,
that would be
you
awesome.
Can have everything in the world, Taylor Swift, but you cannot have this cat. It's mine.
Yeah, I think that would be great. You just pet it and hold it, and she wants to touch it, and you're like, no, this is my little kitty cat.
That would just be the cruel takeaway method. You're like, no, I must have that cat. Fantastic Beasts, the spin-off series from the Harry Potter universe, announced that they are going to have a Fantastic Beasts 3 coming out in November, but you got to wait till 2021. No more details have been released, so don't have a title of the film yet or anything, but I would imagine that the whole Fantastic Beasts crew will be back. But yes, 2021, you're going to have to wait a while.
Have they ever done an Avenger style moment in those movies? Like where everybody died? Like, I don't know anything about the Harry Potter movies. Like do they survive the movies?
I don't remember.
Did they ever kill any of their main characters?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, you get some of those later books, you get to book like 5 or 6 and it is ugly cry. Like you're like, you just killed so-and-so.
And that's in the movies? Like,
yes. Okay. Yeah.
I know they're always trying to get that Voldemort guy, but by the end of it, without making us like, do most of them make it or are they all gone?
I would say a lot. I mean, the main character, I mean, obviously Harry Potter goes on, but a lot of the big heavy hitters, a lot of the high profile characters, they get killed.
Like the redheaded kid, who was he?
Ron
that
Weasley?
That was one of the twins. No, Ron Weasley makes it, but one of his brothers doesn't. That was one of the things when I was reading it with the kids. Mm-hmm. The first Harry Potter books are like so fun. It's all about kids going at wizarding school and learning all sorts of neat, you know, and going up against fun challenges. And then as the books get later in the series and the kids are like, let's keep reading. I'm like, I don't know if you're ready for the darkness that is coming because it's not fun and games anymore. There's a body count in these books after a certain point. Oh, yeah. I remember.
When did sci-fi fantasy get so heavy?
I know.
Yeah. I know. But, you know, sometimes Sometimes, you know, it's just art reflects how we feel in life.
Oh, that's so deep.
Everything is so dark, right? I mean, everything's zombies. Everything's a dystopian world.
But I like that. I like the dark.
Sometimes we need puppies.
I like puppies,
Enough
too.
With the kittens. Can we have some puppies sometimes?
Yeah. This is the Big Party Show.
Channel 94.1.